I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, almost every big striped bass fisherman thinks about landing the big fish. And in the last week or so, we've heard some reports of very big fish being caught over quite a wide area.
Yes, we run the Striper Cup striped bass tournament from New Jersey all the way up to Maine. So we get a lot of reports over a wide area when these big fish get caught. And in the past week, we've had 50-pound fish reported from down in New Jersey, quite a few from the Rhode Island area, and even a few up in Boston Harbor. So what that tells us is that the biggest striped bass in the population, the ones that were spawning this spring, mostly in Chesapeake Bay and in the Hudson River, those fish have finished spawning, and they've moved out into coastal waters, and they've spread out. And here on Cape Cod, they're getting caught to the south of us and the north of us, so tells us that they're probably around our waters, too.
So how do you increase your odds for catching a big striped bass?
There's a few things that we've seen, kind of patterns that set up with big striped bass. And to put the odds in your favor, there's a few things you can do. One is where you fish. There's certain areas that give up the biggest fish year after year. The race in Long Island Sound is one. Block Island is a spot. Cutty Hunk Island here on the Cape is legendary. The Cape Cod Canal, Boston Harbor. So specific geographic locations tend to hold big fish, but what's more important is kind of what these areas offer. And it's generally deep water or access to deep water, current. That's where you find these big striped bass. You're unlikely to catch a 50-pound striper, say, fishing from the beach in Falmouth Heights or up in the Bass River. Once they get to a certain size, they just seem to prefer deeper water, and they're not going to move into shallow inshore areas.
And how about live bait versus plugs?
Well, that's another thing that we've seen. There are certainly big stripers get caught on artificial plugs, but far and away the majority of big bass, I don't know if they're smarter once they get to a bigger size, they've been around the block maybe, they tend to go for natural bait. Live eels catch a lot of big striped bass, caught the world record, in fact. Live scup and pogies have also caught some big bass. Even the tube and worm, which is kind of a combination of an artificial lure with a sea worm on the back of it, catches a lot of big striped bass. So far and away, I would say natural bait outfishes artificial lures.
And what else do you want to keep in mind?
Well, also, when you fish, big striped bass seem to bite better in the nighttime. That's something everybody knows, especially for surf casting. In the dark or at first light is when a lot of these big bass are caught. During the daytime, they tend to move deeper and can be a little trickier to catch. There's certainly some big fish caught by boat fishermen during the day, but if you're a surf caster, definitely fish at night.
So I want to turn now to the moon, because 2 weeks ago we were talking about the new moon in June, and in fact hoping that it would bring in some of these big fish, and now we're coming up on the full moon. So what's that going to do for our fishing?
Well, the new moon overall was a little bit of a letdown, and I spoke to some charter captains about their thoughts, and although there was a new moon, the tides weren't particularly strong. It has something to do with the distance the moon is from the Earth at that time, kind of dampened the tides. We're going to see the opposite now for the full moon. So we'll get the effect of the full moon, and the moon is closer to the Earth. So we should see some very big tides, and it seems like striped bass react to that. When the tides are big, there's more water movement, more current, and they simply get more active and feed more. So I'm thinking that over this full moon, over for the next week, bigger tides, we should see some big striped bass caught.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot. We'll speak again soon. For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.